this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
So you have a pen pal?
Yes. Do you think you can make me look like this picture?
Who is it? Hi.
Hi.
Here's your water. Oh!
It's not every day you get to meet a real skydiver.
Is this a joke?
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Dear Thor Douglas, I'm sorry it's taken me so long to write back, but I've been busy trying to maintain my straight A average at school, as well as serving on the chess team, the debate society, and the Pi Epsilon Beta squad. As you requested, I'm enclosing a photo of me. It's just some snapshot I found lying around.
Hi, Brenda!
Glenn! What are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack?
I'm sorry. I was just losing feeling in my left leg. Circulation problems run in my family, so I really have to be careful.
What are you doing back there?
Oh, Eugene asked me to adjust the cables for a hookup between the library's computer and Wits End's main computer. So I've been back there doing that since you came in.
Why didn't you say something?
When you started talking, I figured it'd be embarrassing if you knew I was back there. So I thought I'd wait until you finished whatever you were doing. I didn't know you were going to write a letter.
Yes, and can I please get back to it now?
Oh, sure, sure. I'm sorry. I won't bother you anymore. I'll just get back to what I was doing. So you have a pen pal?
Yes.
Whose picture are you sending? Who's this?
That's me.
Get out!
It's me. Now just forget about it, will you?
But I've never seen you look like that.
I went to one of those special glamour photography places and, you know, they made me up and did what those places do.
Obviously, a lot of airbrush work. You did all this for, what's his name, Thor?
Yes, and I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to make a good impression.
I'd imagine that anyone named after the Norse god of thunder would be hard to impress. No wonder you went to a specialty shop.
It wasn't a specialty shop. You make it sound like I had a fender repaired. This picture's me.
Well, my point is that...
I know what your point is, Glenn, and my point is that it's a harmless letter. I'll never meet Thor. He lives in Connecticut, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but what's all this stuff about you being in the chess club and the debate society and the Pi Epsilon whatever squad?
Well, I was thinking about joining those things. I might, by the time he gets this letter.
Does our school even have a chess club?
I'll create one, okay? I have to go to the post office. You can go back to your computer now. I'm sure there'll be somebody in here real soon for you to irritate, since that seems to be your mission in life.
All right, I'll see ya.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hi, Connie. What are you doing here?
Just getting a book of stamps. How about you?
Waiting for my number to be called. I'm picking up a package. Plus, I have to mail this letter. Do you want me to get your stamps? That way you won't have to wait so long.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Is that the letter that smells so good, or you?
It's the letter. I sprayed it with perfume.
Oh, so this is a letter to someone special?
Yeah, my pen pal, Thor Douglas. He lives in Connecticut.
All that perfume for a pen pal?
Wow.
Here's a picture of him.
Oh, he's cute.
Cute, Connie? Try drop-dead gorgeous.
Well, okay, I guess he is.
46.
That's me.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I need to pick up this package.
Okay, I'll be back in just a minute.
I can't believe I lucked out getting a guy like Thor. He's an athlete, too. Plays tennis.
Impressive.
Makes me kind of nervous knowing somebody so great. I mean, I'm kind of average.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're not average. You're you. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, here's your package. Just sign here, please.
Greenwich, Connecticut. It's from him. I gotta open it now. Oh, here's my letter. And a book of stamps, please.
Oh, what is it, one of those scratch-and-sniff envelopes?
A good-looking pen pal.
Here you go. Will that do it for you?
Yeah, thanks.
47!
It's kind of light. I wonder what it is.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, look, it's a teddy bear. How cute.
Oh, that is really sweet.
Oh, here's a note. Dear Brenda, I've got some great news for you. I'm going to be in a junior tennis tournament this month, the 22nd through the 25th, and it's in Connellsville, not too far from Odyssey. I'll be able to finally meet you.
Brenda, isn't that great?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
What is it? You've gone all pale.
I gotta get my letter back.
Well, Brenda...
Excuse me, can I please have my letter back?
Letter?
The one I just gave to you. I need it back. I don't want to mail it.
I'm sorry, but it's gone. You just made the afternoon pickup.
Oh, please.
Sorry. No can do. It's gone.
Brenda, what is it? What's the matter?
Thor can't get that letter.
Why not?
I just put some stuff in it.
Like what?
Well, I kind of exaggerated about myself. He thinks I'm in the chess club and tennis team and... What else did I put?
You mean you lied to him?
I didn't think I was lying. I just... Oh, no. My picture's in that letter, too.
Well, you can't lie with a picture.
But it doesn't look like me. It's one of those glamour pictures. Oh, Connie.
Well, don't panic.
But what's he going to do when he finds out that I'm... Well, you know.
What?
Average.
48.
I still think this is a big mistake. You don't need a makeover.
I just want them to make me look as good as I did in the picture. That's all.
What time is Thor getting here?
He said around 3 o'clock. We're meeting at Wits End. I'm a nervous wreck.
Calm down. I don't know what else you could do. You've spent the last week and a half getting ready for today. Tennis lessons, chess, poetry.
I even read a book on skydiving. I'm exhausted.
Wait a minute. You told him you were a skydiver?
Well, yeah.
Good grief! Wouldn't it be easier to just tell the truth?
I don't want to disappoint him.
Why should being you disappoint him? Give yourself a break.
Yes, may I help you?
I'm Brenda Perry. I'm here for the deluxe package. Shampoo, haircut, makeover, manicure.
Yeah, well, okay.
Do you think you can make me look like this picture?
I don't know. Who is it?
It's me.
Who did your makeup here, honey?
The photography place.
I gotta hire them to do the spackling work in my basement.
What?
Nothing.
Well, do the best you can. Just so I look, you know, moderately stunning.
Oh, you got it. One moderately stunning deluxe package coming right up.
How do I look?
For the millionth time, you look great.
What time is it?
3 minutes until 3.
Oh, he'll be here any minute. How's my makeup? Anything smeared?
Brenda, everything's perfect.
Hey, guys.
Glenn, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just coming up to... Whoa! Brenda, what happened? Did you fall into a vat of blush?
Thor's meeting her here in a couple of minutes.
Really? I got here just in time then, huh?
No, you got here at exactly the wrong time. Now, would you please leave?
Are you kidding? I can't miss this.
Yes, you can. Now just...
Shh, here he comes.
Brenda?
Thor Douglas?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you usually comes next?
It's finally nice to meet... It's just nice to finally meet you.
Yes. You look lovely.
Thanks.
Just like your picture.
Really? I mean, of course. Yes. Oh, this is my friend Connie.
Hi.
And this over here is,
Glenn.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you,
Glenn.
Yeah.
Connie.
Yeah?
I think they think they're the only people in the room.
Maybe one of us should say something.
Yes, quickly. This is making me queasy.
Would you like to take a walk? There's a park right outside. We could walk through it.
Okay.
See ya. Guess we'll just, wait here.
Give me a bucket. Hey, TD.
Just call me Thor Douglas.
Great. So, like, how many tennis matches have you won so far?
Well, I haven't done that well, to be honest. I've lost 3 in a row.
But you didn't lose by much.
So this trip was pretty much a waste of time, huh?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I've been able to spend some time with Brenda.
Aw, sometime. You've been with her every moment you haven't been on the court.
So do you think seeing Brenda so much has made you play badly?
Glenn.
Well, actually, the thought of impressing Brenda makes me play even harder.
So you're just not very good.
That's it. Get out.
Brenda.
No, that's all right, Connie. I can take a hint. I've got better things to do anyway. Places to go, people to see.
Bye.
See ya.
So when's your next match?
This afternoon.
Playing anybody good?
I hope not.
Boy, you'd think he'd won all of his matches. Like losing is suddenly a good thing. Hey!
Are you all right?
What's the big idea? You trying to scare me half to death? Hard conditions run in my family, you know.
I'm sorry. You looked like you were going to step out in front of me, so
Wait a minute. Thor Douglas? But how'd you do that? 10 seconds ago, you were in Wits End, and now you're here? How'd that happen?
I was not in Wits End.
You were talking to Brenda. I just saw you with my own two eyes.
Okay. Be quiet. Come over here, away from the door.
So, you a superhero or something? You can be in two places at once?
No, I'm not a superhero. I'm a twin.
You're Thor's twin?
Well, actually, I'm Thor. That's Douglas in Wits End with Brenda.
What? I don't get it. You're both Brenda's pen pal?
Well, sort of. Douglas actually writes the letters.
Well, then what do you do?
I'm the one who sweats it up on the tennis court.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Douglas wanted to impress Brenda in his letters, so he kind of combined his personality with mine. He told her he was a good tennis player.
But that's really you.
Right. I mean, his backhand looks like somebody's trying to catch a butterfly with a battle axe.
But he writes the letters.
Well, he's the poet in the family, yes.
So, she's been talking and hanging out with Douglas, but she's watching you play tennis.
Yes.
This is hilarious. Brenda doesn't even have a clue.
Well, she's gonna have a clue. Douglas promised me he'd tell her the truth. I'm tired of playing this game, sneaking around. You know, I'd like to meet her myself. It's not every day you get to meet a real skydiver.
A real skydiver. Well, I guess we better figure out how to introduce you to her, huh?
Yeah. So tell me what it's like when you're out on the lake and the water's breaking underneath your skis.
Yeah, Brenda. Tell us what it's like being a world-class water skier.
Well, it feels kind of bouncy.
Bouncy?
Yeah, it's... Oh, look at the time. You're going to be late for your match.
You're right. I have to get going. We're still having ice cream here tonight, right? Our last ice cream together.
Yeah, I'll meet you here at 7.
Right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Well?
Well, what?
I thought you were going to tell him the truth.
I don't want to talk about it.
You have to tell him.
I know.
So, when are you going to do it?
I'll tell him tonight when we're having ice cream.
Good. And you'll tell him everything, right?
Yeah, I'll tell him everything.
This is great ice cream.
It's the best in town.
I believe it. You know, I think I'm gonna miss Odyssey. Wits End, the lake, the park, you.
Hey, guys.
Glenn.
What are you doing here, Glenn?
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Miss what?
Well, you guys. You know, your last night and all. Ought to be pretty interesting.
We're just eating ice cream. Get out.
But I want to talk to Thor here. Listen, I was at the match today, and I have a question. In the second set when you were down 5-6, 15-30, you went for the lob instead of the forehand winner. Why did you do that?
I don't remember that point.
You don't remember? That was the biggest point of the match.
Oh, well, I hit the... You said I hit a lob?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was. I didn't think he'd get to it.
Interesting logic. So, tell us about the chess championship, Brenda.
What?
Did you know she's a finalist in the state chess championship?
Really?
I never said that.
But it was in the papers. The Odyssey chess team, of which you said you're a member, has gone to the finals. Brenda, you shouldn't be so modest.
Oh, well, it's... I mean, I don't like to brag, and it isn't just me, it's the whole team.
Here's your water, guys. Oh, hi, Glenn. What are you doing here?
That's what I want to know.
Brenda was just telling us about her role in the state chess championship.
What? Brenda.
Yes?
I don't think you're taking seriously our little discussion.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh. Okay. Well, here, Brenda, here's your water. Sorry.
You need a napkin?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. Brenda, let's go into the girls' room and get you straightened out right now before you catch a cold.
Okay.
What was that all about?
What?
Asking me about the lob. Thor told me you know our secret, but you don't have to spoil it for everyone.
I thought it was kind of funny.
You were wrong.
Well, what's the difference? You're gonna tell her anyway, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, I'll tell her.
What's wrong?
Wrong? Are you gonna tell Thor Douglas the truth or not?
Yes, but I don't just want to blurt it out.
Well, I appreciate that, but you shouldn't add to it. The state chess championship?
That was Glenn. He's being a pest.
Well, I'll try to get him away. If you promise to tell Thor Douglas the truth as soon as I do.
I'll try. Okay, we're back.
Yeah. Glenn, could I see you for a moment?
In a minute, Connie. Thor was just telling me about these national tennis tournaments he's involved in. Sounds pretty rough, Thor.
Yeah, rough.
He was on national television. Some show talking about the future of tennis. When was that on, Thor?
It was before we started writing.
That's too bad. I would have liked to have seen it.
You were probably busy anyway, Brenda. Maybe on one of your space missions.
Space missions?
Glenn!
I'm just kidding. But I wouldn't be surprised if she actually did take that up, knowing her.
Connie!
Glenn, could we have that discussion now?
Sure.
Excuse us. Come on, Glenn.
What's up?
What's up? Has anybody ever told you that you can be a real pest sometimes?
Me? I'm just doing my duty.
Your duty? For who?
Me, to be honest.
Oh! Douglas, what are you doing back here? Wait a minute.
Connie, meet Thor, twin to Douglas. Thor, this is Connie.
Hi.
So you mean that's... out there's... you guys have been...
Yes to all three questions.
This is getting really confusing.
I know this is weird, but my brother keeps chickening out on telling Brenda the truth, so Glenn was trying to push him into it.
I don't believe this.
Maybe I better talk to Douglas myself. Can one of you get him back here?
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Well, you know, being the most popular girl in school does have its drawbacks. As I'm sure you know, as your high school's most famous quarterback.
Yeah, well... I think influencing my peers for good is an important part of my responsibility.
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt, but Thor, could I speak with you for a moment?
What?
In the kitchen.
Why?
Well, there's just some things I need to discuss with him about the Minnesota Twins.
The baseball team?
Oh, yeah, I should go with Connie.
What?
I'll be back in a sec, Brenda. You said you were gonna tell her. I will, just give me a chance.
You know, the longer you drag this out, the worse it's gonna get.
She's right. Now, come on. This is the last night, and I want to meet her.
I have to let her down easily.
Forget that.
Look, I'm handling this.
You're not handling it. I'm going out there, and I'm talking to her right now.
No, don't. You're gonna mess this up.
Brenda.
Hi. So you and Connie are big Minnesota Twins fans?
What do you mean?
Hold on. You changed shirts?
Shirts? Oh, I spilled some ice cream on my other... I had to change.
You changed your pants, too?
Yes, it was a big spill. Actually, the machine blew up. Got all over everything.
Oh, my. Was anybody hurt?
You're back.
Glenn.
Good thing you had a change of clothes with you here at Wit's End.
Yeah.
You did change awfully fast.
Well, I wanted to get back out here quickly. I wanted to meet you.
Meet me?
See you, I meant.
And in the lengthening pause, Thor makes a decision.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna do this myself. Brenda, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
It's very important.
Okay.
Brenda...
Good grief, Thor. You're not doing Shakespeare. Just tell her.
What's going on? Thor? Who are you? Is this a joke?
Brenda...
I'd like you to meet my brother, Thor.
Twins?
Ah, you noticed the resemblance too.
I think we need to talk.
I didn't mean anything by it. I just wanted to impress you. I never figured anything like this would happen.
I can't believe you guys went to all this trouble just to impress me.
You mean you're not mad? You don't hate us?
No. In fact, it's kind of a relief.
What do you mean?
Well, it makes it a lot easier to tell you something.
Here it comes.
Finally!
You see, I haven't been completely honest with you guys either. I'm not really a skydiver. I've never been whitewater rafting, or been in gymnastics, or on the debate team. I don't know the first thing about chess.
Huh?
What?
I'm sorry. I wrote all those things because I wanted to impress you. I mean, I never thought I'd actually meet you, so... Anyway, I really did mean to tell you tonight about everything. Even if you hadn't told me your secret, I still would have done it.
You're not in the chess club?
No.
You're not a skydiver?
No. I'm sorry. I just hope you'll forgive me.
Well, what a shock, huh? Yeah, amazing. So, Brenda, if you don't play chess or skydive, what do you do?
Oh, the kind of things girls my age do, I guess. I'm pretty good at crochet.
Crochet?
Yeah. Look, why don't we all have some ice cream and talk? I mean, now that we've got it out in the open, we might as well have as much fun as we can tonight, huh? How about it, guys? You still want ice cream?
We've got to catch a flight in the morning. We better get back.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess this is goodbye.
Yeah, I guess it is. I'll see you, Brenda. It was nice meeting you. Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Sure.
Good to meet all of you. Bye.
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 Wait a minute. Are we still going to write letters?
Sure. I'll see ya.
I can't believe it. How could they treat me like that?
Yeah, imagine that. They did the same thing to you that you did to them.
Glenn, isn't it past your bedtime?
Brenda, I know you don't want to hear this, but you did kind of ask for it. You lied.
Yeah, but they lied too.
Exactly. It's not a great way to build a friendship, is it?
No, I guess not.
Besides, if people can't accept you for the real you, then who needs them around anyway?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess I'd better get this parachute back to the rental place.
Parachute?
A real parachute?
Yeah, see? I put it under the table just in case I needed a backup to impress him.
Oh, yeah, even though you were supposed to tell him the truth tonight.
Well...
This is cool. Where's the ring you pulled to open it? Is it this one?
No, don't pull that!
Glenn!
Ah! Oops. Nice going, Glenn.
I don't think I'm gonna be trying skydiving soon.
Have you ever noticed that a sure way to damage a friendship is to lie to a friend? One of the most important things in a relationship is trust. And when deceit and lies enter in, trust can be completely lost. Brenda's friendship with Thor Douglas never even had a chance because it was based on lies and deception. She would have been smart to read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19. Truth will last forever, but lies last only a moment. If you want a friendship that lasts forever, make it a friendship of honesty. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Blessings in Disguise was written by April Damon and Marshall Younger and was directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.